Fort Frances, Gavin Simon is preparing to head into uncharted waters. The 20-year-old defenseman for the Superior International Junior Hockey League's Fort Frances Lakers will be starting his post-secondary career this fall as a member of the Southern New Hampshire University Penmen. When he arrives on campus in Manchester, Simon will be the first player from the state of Minnesota to suit up for the NCAA Division III program. "I've hardly set foot on the East Coast, so that'll be different for sure, especially as I get back into the swing of things with school again," Simon said. "I'm really excited to go out there and play some good hockey, meet new people out there and have a great experience for the next 4 years." Simon, who is planning to study business and finance at Southern New Hampshire, is thrilled to know where he's going next year, especially with the number of changes that's happening with college hockey. With CHL, Canadian Hockey League, players now being able to play in the NCAA, it's nice to get that commitment out of the way and get that monkey off the back a little bit with not having to worry about what I'm going to be doing next year," Simon added. "Southern New Hampshire recruited me heavily. I've talked a lot to their assistant coach Matt Osgood since November, and I'm really excited to be a part of what they are building out there." After spending 2 seasons with the Wilmar Warhawks of the North American III Hockey League, Simon headed north of the border this year to play with the Lakers. "This year I wanted to take a chance and have a change of scenery a little bit," Simon said. "It's definitely different up here compared to where I was playing before. The SIJHL is a little more physical and the teams are a lot more well-rounded. Every game is close and you're never really just beating up on a team. It's going to be a battle every weekend, and I think that's good for everyone in the league." He's joined on the Lakers by his 18-year-old brother Gunnar, who plays at forward. Prior to this season, the pair last played together for their hometown Monticello High School in 2022. "I wanted to be able to play with Gunnar again, and it's been an awesome experience," Simon said. Gavin and Gunnar are both great kids, Lakers head coach and assistant general manager Tyler Miller added. "They pay attention to the details and they feed off each other in practice. They've come in here with the right attitude and work ethic, and it's been a lot of fun to have them on the ice." Simon is 7th in team scoring and 2nd among defensemen with 21 points, 4 goals and 17 assists, in 36 games. "When I came here, I think I was a little more timid as I was getting used to the more physical aspect of the game, but I've really grown a lot since then," Simon said. "The coaches have helped me out a lot in playing the body first and moving pucks quickly. I think that's something that defensemen can always work on, but they really push for that here in Fort Frances." The Lakers are currently 5th in the SIJHL standings with an 1-8-1-4-5-1 record. After winning 3 straight Bill Salonen's Cups from 2014 to 2016, the Lakers haven't had a winning record since. Their last playoff series triumph came 7 years ago, when they upset the English River Miners in the opening round. That rough patch for the franchise is something that Simon hopes to bring to an end before he begins his college hockey career. "We're confident with the guys in our room and we really think that we can make a push come playoff time," Simon said. "We're excited to see what we can do. We're coming out of the basement here, and when you can recruit guys like Gavin, that can help us turn the page," Miller added. "That's exactly what he's done."